I suspect that that question that was asked to Jesus in the gospel today is a question that many of us have wanted to ask at one time or another. Lord, how many will be saved? You notice Jesus doesn't give a direct answer to that question. Instead of saying, oh, it's going to be a lot or going to be very few, he says, try to enter through the narrow gate. Many will try, he said, but will not have the strength. I was listening recently to a priest from Chicago speaking about this passage. And he brought up something rather interesting, I thought. He said, this question of how many will be saved is more of a question of those of us who were born or formed in the faith before the Second Vatican Council. He said, those of us who came out of that era, that's a concern of ours. You know, how many will be saved? Will I be one of those? Will I get to heaven? But this was a younger priest. And he said, that wasn't the way I was formed. He said, I was formed much more that God is love. And God is so merciful and so great, why, he wouldn't send anyone to hell. He said, that wasn't a question we thought much about. It was just taken for granted that everybody was on their way to the kingdom. But then he went on from there. And he said, in a sense, both ways of looking at reality aren't too healthy. He said, for those that were formed more in the older manner, there was often that sense of fear. You know, really worrying about little details, maybe. Scrupulosity, things like that. And he said, that wasn't very healthy. But he said, maybe even worse is the other problem. And that is that sense that, well, that we're all on our way to heaven. He said, the result of that has been, why take your spiritual life seriously? If we're all going to heaven anyway, we might as well not worry about it. We might as well just go about the business of feeding our families, enjoying life, doing whatever comes, feels good to do. We'll worry about going to heaven when we get there. It'll be okay. God's going to save us. God's merciful. God's loving. And that, he says, has resulted in a real loss of the sense of the sacred, a loss of really striving to grow in a relationship with God and to take the matters of God seriously. How do we find a balance between those two extremes? Because a balance is very important. We need to know that ours is a God of love. We need to know that God desires the salvation of each and every person. That's what those readings today are, the first reading and the gospel reading, are about. How it talks about a people from the east and the west and the north and the south will be gathered into the kingdom of God. In fact, God would want each and every one of us. You know, Jesus used that term, Father. And what father wants to lose even one of his sons or daughters? A father wants each of his children. And yet, if you think about it a little further, if God is truly love, if that is at the very essence of who God is, and that's what St. John teaches us in his first letter, then if I am going to enter into the presence of God, I must be a person of love. And the way to love is what has been taught to us by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a sense, that is the narrow door. Christ Jesus and the cross that he bore. And if I am going to enter into that kingdom, somehow I must learn to love in the way that Jesus has taught me. Love is always self-giving. Love is always pouring myself out. And that's the key to entering the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says we must take up our cross each day and follow in his footsteps. In other words, we must learn to pour ourselves out in love. If I am filled with selfishness, if the person I think of first all the time is me, how can I enter into the presence of the God of love? It can't happen. I wouldn't fit there. I have to learn to love. I have to learn after the model of our Lord Jesus Christ, who poured himself out on the cross. Now, love always requires something very important. Love requires discipline. Those of you who are married know that well. You have to discipline yourselves. That is your sign of love for your partner. You discipline yourselves to do the loving things. You discipline yourselves not to do things that would destroy that relationship. That's what you do as parents. You discipline yourselves to take care of those children, even when it's not very convenient for you, even when there's a lot of other things that might seem like a lot easier to do and a lot more fun to do. Love requires discipline. In our learning to be in the image of Christ, it takes discipline also. We have to discipline ourselves to learn to do the loving things, to learn not to do the selfish things. Yes, God does will the salvation of each and every one of us. But we know from the scriptures that there are things that we must do. It is the narrow gate that we must enter. Think about Matthew 25, you know, the scene of the last judgment, where Jesus divides them the right and his left. And what does he say to those on his left, those that are not going to enter the kingdom? I was hungry, and you did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, and you did not give me to drink. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. I was ill and in prison, and you did not visit me. Yes, love requires discipline. And if we are going to enter into the kingdom of God, we must be people who learn to love. We must enter that narrow gate, the narrow gate of love.